about outside. It was Dutch Bennett and Brother Cascade, who looked a little strange dressed like a pirate rather than in his brown robes. Inside, there was room for about 15 people. Cat sat at a small table next to a window. He rested his arm near a tankard of water the tavern keeper had brought over.
"Aren't you going to drink that?"
Anne asked. Cat looked ruefully into the mug.
"If I die on this journey, it'll be at the edge of a sword, not from drinking some vermin-infested water."
Anne laughed but stopped short.
"Here comes another group."
Cat brushed the hair out of his face, saw four men pass by the window, and then turned to watch Father Brune and Brother Waverley, who sat facing the entrance on the other side of the tavern. The four men entered, went straight to the tavern keeper, and began talking noisily. Cat didn't think Scully would draw so much attention to himself as these buffoons, but he glanced over to Waverley anyway. The monk slightly lifted two fingers from the table and waved them side to side. It wasn't Scully. Cat turned back to the window, and suddenly a face was there. A man stood just outside the tavern and appeared content to stand outside looking in. He had long hair that fell in unruly curls over one side of his face. He had no mustache and only a little spider-shaped patch of whiskers under his bottom lip. The man scratched the side of his chin and glanced at Cat. Cat could feel the man's stare linger on him for longer than was comfortable. The group of loud men had clumped right in front of Father Brune and Brother Waverley, so Cat couldn't get a signal as to whether the man in the window was the man they were after. Anne noticed Cat's tense expression, saw the man at the window, and wondered. The man began to walk away from the window, and Cat followed him with his eyes. The hair on Cat's forearm stood up. He blinked, and his mind filled with a vision of a cobblestone alley lit by a full moon's light. Two men stood talking. One was Bartholomew Thorne. The other...
"It's him,"
Cat whispered urgently, knocking over the putrid water. Anne shot up out of her chair, but Father Brune and Brother Waverley had not seen. Cat and Anne burst through the group of men, sending tankards flying.
"Dutch! Alejandro!"
Cat called to the men outside as he stumbled over a fallen stool.
"That man! It's Scully!"
Scully was trapped by the two big men, but not for long. He moved quick like a striking snake and slammed the bony ridge of his hand into Alejandro's throat. Then, without a second of wasted motion, he drew back his arm and plunged his elbow into Dutch Bennett's gut. Both men fell to the ground. Scully did not take the steep path, but darted into the woods. Cat and Anne raced out of the town.